Lawmakers are returning to their home states this weekend for a 2-week recess. For some, it's a chance to talk to constituents about proposed changes to Social Security. At the same time, political groups are committing a lot of money to commercials intended to influence voters. And this morning, we're going to check some of the facts behind those commercials. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Yep, looks like the drain's clogged. There's only one way to fix it. We're going to have to tear down the entire house.
What?
This radio ad is produced by AARP, the seniors lobby that's leading the charge against President Bush's idea of allowing younger workers to invest some Social Security taxes in the stock market.
If you had a problem with the kitchen sink, you wouldn't tear down the entire house. So why dismantle the Social Security system with private accounts when it can be fixed with moderate changes?
That belonged to my great-grandmother!
Brooks Jackson, who Truth Squads ads like this for a living at factcheck.org, says this ad is hyperbole. President Bush is not proposing to do away with the entire Social Security system.
According to the White House, anyway, the individual accounts would be a net wash. They wouldn't add to or subtract from Social Security's fiscal problems right now.
Another ad from a group called TrueMajority.org is running only in New Hampshire. It's aimed at a Republican congressman who has yet to disclose his position on private accounts. Like Harry and Louise, the famous couple who helped torpedo the Clinton health care plan, this one stars two worried seniors, Frank and Marge.
This is terrible, Frank. When President Bush and his Wall Street pals privatized Social Security, they never told us we could actually lose our money.
Please don't cry, honey, but that's the stock market for you. It goes up, but now that we need the money, it's down.
Frank, what are we going to do?
Maybe the kids will take us in.
Call Congressman Jeb Bradley at 603-
This, of course, plays on people's fears that the stock market is a risky place.
But Jackson says the president's idea is much less risky than this ad would lead you to believe.
You're not going to be allowed to invest in cocoa futures, as one newspaper ad implied. Historically, if you've invested a little each year over a working life, you come out ahead. No guarantee that'll happen in the future, but the likelihood of a scenario like you heard here is remote.
Ads from the supporters of the president's proposal are misleading, too. Listen to this one from a business-backed group called Progress for America. It's called Iceberg, and that's exactly what you see on the screen.
Some people say Social Security is not in trouble, just like some thought the Titanic was unsinkable. Soon, Social Security will be in the red, spending more than it takes in. If nothing is done, it will go bankrupt.
It's true, Brooks Jackson says, that around 2042, the Social Security Trust Fund will be out of money, but Social Security taxes will still be coming into the system.
At that point, it's not going to sink like a ship. It's not going to be bankrupt and go out of business. Benefits would have to be cut to the level that taxes could support. They'd still be able to pay somewhere between 70 and 80% of benefits. So the whole Titanic analogy really is a big exaggeration.
The ad goes on to say,
President Bush wants to rescue Social Security now, before we hit the iceberg. The Bush plan? Voluntary personal retirement accounts to give younger workers the choice of saving for their own retirement nest egg.
Brooks Jackson.
That says Bush's plan to not hit the iceberg is private accounts. Well, in fact, that's what Bush has proposed, but it would do nothing to avoid the iceberg if there is an iceberg. Bush has yet to propose the steps that would take to put Social Security in a solvent position.
The suggestion that private accounts would somehow solve Social Security's fiscal problems is a claim even the president has begun to avoid. In his press conference on Wednesday, he explained the purpose of private accounts.
Personal accounts do not solve the issue. Personal accounts will make sure that individual workers get a better deal with whatever emerges as a Social Security solution.
Whatever emerges as a Social Security solution would presumably involve some combination of benefit cuts and tax increases. On Wednesday, the president said he intentionally has not put forward any plan for solvency, and his refusal to do so makes it a lot easier for both his supporters and opponents to trade misleading charges. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.